Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zavar's here. Jeffrey Zavar, ladies and gentlemen, joined me 22 years ago, right about now. It was June the 2nd, 99. Not that I remember the exact moment or anything, but it was memorable. He's a memorable guy. He was home based in 99. He was home based in 89. He's still home based today. He still makes it look good. He was doing it before it was cool. And he wrote three books about that very topic. So if you're home based, if you're a teleworker, you need to go to chiefhomeofficer.com and find out about Jeff's books. And stay tuned and listen to what he's got to say, because he operates the Worm Cam for us out here on Main Street. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Always great to be with you, and it's been a pleasure and an honor to spend such a big chunk of my life and professional career recounting the stories of what we've gone through for a small business. I take none of it back, although who knows. So it's been a great run.
Well, we have a record of all of it, so it'll be part of your indictment. So Jeffrey, one of the things that we've talked about over the years is the fact that both of us left corporate America in 89 and started a home-based business, started our business from home. I'm not going to call mine a home-based business. You didn't know, I think, maybe in day one that yours was going to be a home-based, because you stayed there. I didn't think of myself as a home-based business. I just thought of myself as starting a business and doing it from my home office. What do you think?
Right. Absolutely. And I think that so many people, that's the route they take. You know, I mean, I quit my last day job in 89, and I, through the support, and I've said it all along, and I'll say it now, and not because she's sitting here looking at me, but, you know, my wife, Robbie, you know, said she was the daughter of entrepreneurs.
We call her Saint Robbie around here, by the way.
Saint Robbie, there you
yes,
go, exactly.
That's what we call it.
And
right.
So, we made a go of it. And I had no idea what I was doing back then. Sometimes I still don't. But I had no idea what I was doing, home-based business. I was just a writer who happened to be working from home.
There was no buzz. There was no excitement. People weren't – you couldn't have paid somebody to write an article about being home-based in 89.
Right, to that point, you know, quite the opposite. You didn't tell people you worked from home.
Right.
You muzzled the dog. You kept the kids tucked away. You would yell across the house, "I'm getting on a call. Keep it quiet." Where,
right.
You know, 20 years later, and certainly today in the pandemic, you hear a kid in the background, "Oh, tell me about your child. Tell me about your dog. Tell me about the lawn man I hear outside."
That's how it's different.
Where it's become, now it's different, but we had to go through that. And I would like to hope and think that, you know, through the books I've written and the calls that you and I have had, the interviews we've had, you know, hundreds of them over the years, we've helped people understand that it can be cool and it can be acceptable and frankly can be cool to do this, because it's a lifestyle play as much as a work style play. And as I, you know, am in my, you know, late 50s now, and we started when I was in my late 30s,
folks, is I raised him. Go ahead.
You raised me. I tell you what, in all seriousness, you sent an email out to some of your Brain Trust members this week. You helped raise kids. You know, in a sense, you were there.
I was there for your
our
kids.
Youngest was exactly. You know, every milestone life cycle we went through, they're now in their 20s and mostly empty nesters. We have one who's still here, or, you know, flown the coop, but we have one who's still living at home because of the pandemic, and she's working and, you know, the whole thing. But, you know, you've been there along the way, and then I would like to think that your audience has been there along the way and seen what it's been and seen the evolution and the maturation of quote-unquote home-based business, where, you know, work is a thing, not a place. okay?
So say that again.
We're working
say that
from
again.
Home, it just has to, work is a thing, not a place.
Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't matter where you work. It's the work that is the product, not the place it gets done. Mm-hmm. So whether you work from home, whether you work from the corporate tower, whether you're a road warrior who works in, you know, the seat of a plane or works from, you know, seat of a car or works from who knows what city I'm in this week. You know, I'm working from RVs lately. You know, that's really what it boils down to. And I think I would like to think that we've helped people understand that along the way.
Well, you know, before I was home-based in 89, after I was departed to corporate America after 23 years, before that, in the 70s, from 76 to 81, I worked for Xerox, and I had a home office. I worked from home. I managed the territory from my home. So I was a teleworker in 76. And but we didn't know we didn't know to call it that. But you're exactly right. I mean, my boss and the local office was an hour away from me. I went there once or twice a month. The big office was 2 hours away, and I went there, three times a year. Basically, all they got was for me most of the time was a fax from me with a new order. Here's more business. You know, it keeps coming out over there. Blasting Game keeps sending his stuff over. We don't know what he's doing over there, but here comes the orders. And that was as teleworking as it gets.
Yeah. And we even watched the evolution of how it was accepted to the point that, you know, the IRS came to understand that work is a thing, not a place.
Right.
And that if you
right.
did work from home, you could deduct the home
I
office,
did.
You know, under certain caveats and stipulations.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I deducted that little 12 by 12 office in my basement. It was a real office. It looked like one. So, yeah,
exactly.
you do the same
exactly.
thing.
So,
proportional
right.
utilities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've seen that.
So
evolve.
So Jeffrey, are we saying it sounds like you and I are saying that all the people who are home based and who are teleworking now after this pandemic, all those people have you and me to thank, right? Is that what we're saying?
Absolutely.
They have Jim and Jeff to thank. Whatever success you have, folks, you can thank us for that. That'll be fine.
You can thank us.
Yeah.
And I haven't the thank you card yet, but they can send it my way.
Exactly. and we'll take Venmo too, by the way. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk some more with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. After the break, I'm Blasting Games.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.